This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason joins us, Carly. It was magic. It was absolutely amazing. And Jason, this guy's doing this on a regular basis, isn't he?
Almada's just incredible right now. I mean, we have never seen anybody in this city in pro soccer. You want to go all the way back to the Chiefs days. Nobody has played at this level right now. It's just incredible.
Why are we having so much success offensively?
Honestly, the goals are fine in the back of the net. You know, I felt like we talked about this a lot last year where the chances were being created. And it comes down to a point of just getting a few to go in. And I know it sounds really simplistic, but that's what it comes down to. You know, like the big difference, the biggest difference on Saturday that was different than previous games is Yorgos Giakoumakis and what he brought to the table. They were offside. This is going to sound like a weird number, but they were offside 7 times in the match on Saturday. That's the most Atlanta United has ever been offside, ever. 6 was the mark before. They hadn't hit 6 since one time since 2018. The reason why that's important, a couple of them were really close, but it's stretching the field constantly. You saw Giakoumakis trying to make those runs in behind, trying to time it. That keeps center backs on their toes. That keeps fullbacks on their toes. They stay back a little bit more. That leaves more space in the middle. Last year, that space got clogged for Almada to operate in, for Araújo to cut into, for Wiley to come into. Now, that space is wide open because teams are going to be afraid of Giakoumakis getting that split-second decision right and getting in behind and scoring a goal like he did.
It's just been fantastic, Jason, as we said. It just feels like the magic is back. AJC says having scored a total of 8 goals in consecutive games since 2017, which goes back to, as we all refer to, the heyday, Jason. Jason Longshore with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You mentioned the pass, as I said it to Carl earlier in the show. For lack of a better word, the big looping pass across the field on target, and it just seems like it's you're really setting the tempo, and the defense is scrambling and reacting.
Yeah, this team right now, they're healthy. I mean, you want another difference, like that's it. You've had a similar lineup. You know, you've been able to make some changes that you want to make, bringing Giakoumakis into the team. You did lose Osetu to an injury. Amar Sadic has slotted right in. You were able to have a preseason where you could build. And if you go back to last year, the one mark in the year where I thought they played at a level similar to this was late in the year where they had the same lineup for 3 games in a row, which that was the only time it happened. Now, with the additional pieces, it's really hitting another level. And look, I think you do have to talk about the return of Brad Kazan and Miles Robinson and what they bring to the table, because what that allows you to do, the defense is so much more secure. That allows the attacking group to be even more free in how they play, but also it allows them to press at a really, really good level. You know, for a team that is built on having the ball, generally, you know, your best pressing teams are going to be those Philadelphias, those Red Bulls, St. Louis, that are everything's based on the press. That's how they create chances. Atlanta creates chances with the great work on the ball, like you were saying, Mike. But Atlanta defensively, in terms of pressing, they're the best team in the league right now. They're not giving teams an opportunity to connect passes. So you're forcing turnovers and you're getting the ball back. It's suffocating to opponents at the moment. And you just have to keep it rolling.
It's easy to say right now through our matches and what we've seen around MLS that, you know, he's the best player. Almada's the best player in MLS, right? It's easy to say that. Who do you compare him to? Like, around the league, when we say that, and we're now disputing this with other people, hey, have you seen this kid play? He's 21. He's the best player in MLS right now. Who are the comps?
There's not a lot in the league because when you get to that combination of age potential, which factors into it when you're talking about Thiago Almada and what he's going to be, which is going to be even better than he is now. He's still so young. There's really not a lot. Lucas De La Rayon is one for Columbus. He's not going to be there this week either. He's called up for national team duty with Armenia. There's not a lot of great number 10s like that. And Almada is a player who, you know, we talked about it on a podcast last week at Off the Woodwork with Kevin Egan, where, you know, you'd love to have Almada not have to drop as deep at times as he does in this team. That's what separates him from the best in the league. There's not a 10 in this league who can drop, receive the ball like he did in Charlotte on the third goal, and start the break from that deep. Almada at times can be in a position where a six, a defensive central midfielder would be, pick the ball up, get you out of trouble, make a pass, then get into the middle third, play like an eight, a box-to-box midfielder would, connecting the dots, keeping it moving, getting it out wide. Then he can show up in the final third like he did for the fifth goal and score. He can play every position in the central midfield, and there's just not anybody else in this league that can do that. He's a special one. He just really is. And, man, we're lucky to have him here in Atlanta right now.
And that's the next question, Jason. Everybody was asking me in Section 209 on Saturday is, are we going to lose him in the summer, the trade window? Or are we going to get at least one, I guess, he came in last year, but one full season out of him this year? Or is he going to be like Miggy on his way to Europe?
There's no way to know. I mean, the timing, there's so many things that are external to even try to guess. He will be in Europe at some point, and it won't be all that far off. He will be and it's no offense to Newcastle, but when they came in to buy Miguel Almiron, they weren't the Newcastle that they are now. Actually, if Newcastle United came in to go after Thiago Almada, it would make a lot of sense for where they're going, and that'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
Right.
But it's a situation where he will go to a top club, not an on the way up club, a top club that is spending to be a top club. He's on another level. So it's down to what those clubs need, how much they want to spend. I don't know where the price starts when it comes to Thiago Almada. Throw numbers around, we can all guess. It doesn't really mean anything. It's going to be down to the right fit for him because, look, he's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, he's already in Argentina's national team.
Right.
You know, this isn't a guy who we've seen in other situations like this in MLS, somebody who is feeling like maybe they have to go to Europe to get into the national team. You know, Almada's got a World Cup winner's medal. He could stay here if the deal isn't right in the summer. The deal will be right sooner rather than later. I just don't know what the timing will be. There's so many things that will determine it. And the biggest one is you're going to have to start looking at what your Chelsea's, Real Madrid's, Barcelona's, Milan, Napoli, you know, the best of the best. You're going to have to start looking at what they might need and would they be interested in a World Cup winner who will possibly be the first half MVP in MLS.
Well, how are we going to keep this going Saturday at Columbus? We're without a bunch of guys, right? Call-ups, Almada, Robinson, Giakoumakis, Etienne, all these guys are playing. How do we fare against Columbus with all those guys out?
It's a guessing game because you're going to have a different lineup than we've seen. Columbus has issues, too. They're missing their goalkeeper. They're missing their veteran center back. They're missing Lucas De La Rayon, who I mentioned, their number 10. Possibly mentioned they're missing their forward, Cucho Hernandez, who missed the last game with a knee injury. Don't know what his status will be yet. So both teams are going to be in the same boat. You have to go back to what we were talking about, the defensive side of the ball. And I think it's got to be a full commitment from all 11, which it has been every game so far. But you're going to have to defend all over the field, force those turnovers, because Columbus is his first year under Wilfred Nancy, their new manager. One of the best coaches in the league, he's trying to implement a playing style. So he's very rigid right now in terms of building out of the back and connecting the dots, building out of the back. Even if teams are pressing them, as they faced the Red Bulls last week, they're going to try to build out of the back, and they're very good at it. But that pressure can create opportunities for Atlanta United. And I think you're looking at Caleb Wiley and Luis Araujo as the key focal points here. And both have been very good as of late. Both have scored goals in the last two. Both have had assists. Those are the two you're looking for. Miguel Berry's got to put in that hard work up top, open up space. And the biggest question is who's going to be the 10, the role that Almada would typically play in the midfield. Is it going to be in a Johnny Fortune? Is it going to be in a Mar Sadic? Do you think outside the box and move somebody else into that position? It's a big week for Gonzalo Pineda at the training ground to figure these things out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.